أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بلى قد جاءتك آياتي فكذبت بها واستكبرت وكنت من الكافرين. ويوم القيامة ترى الذين كذبوا على الله وجوههم مسودة أليس في جهنم مثوى للمتكبرين. وينجي الله الذين اتقوا بمفازتهم لا يمسهم السوء ولا هم يحزنون. صدق الله العظيم. The last ayahs we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the condition of those who did not prepare for the day of Qiyamah, disbelievers, transgressors, etc. One will be their hasrat, one will be their regret and their remorse of falling short, of abiding by the commandments of Allah, of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, in extreme desperation, they will say, لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين. If only Allah had granted me hidayat, then I would have been from those who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third, لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين. If only I had a chance, that is to return to the world, then obviously I would have done so and practiced righteously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this, and Allah says, Bala qad ja'atka ayati. Nay, never would that ever happen. The reality and the truth is this, that my signs, my verses had come to you in the various ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs have reached each and every human being, that on the one hand, a person can observe the qudrat and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the system of this world. Secondly, these verses of the Qur'an Kareem, the other kitabs, etc. But فَكَذَّبْتَ بِهَا. Number one, you refuted it, you disobeyed it, you disliked it, you did not accept it, you rejected it. Number two, وَاسْتَكْبَرْتَ. You became arrogant, that when you were invited towards Tawheed, you were invited towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you became absolutely and totally arrogant. And even in this modern world that we are living, and to a greater extent now, that the whole world has the da'wah of Islam, the whole world is exposed to this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what atrocities can be committed against the ummah, what zulm can be committed against the ummah, this in itself gives exposure to this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to each and every human being on the surface of this earth. وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And you became amongst those who were the disbelievers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has analyzed their rejection. Allah has analyzed their not accepting Islam into two parts. One was they rejected, and secondly they became arrogant. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of Qiyamah, تَرَى الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ وُجُوهُهُمْ مُسْوَدَّةِ. You will see those people who lied upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lied upon Allah, who said that there was no God, who said that there were many Allahs, there were many gods, and the different allegations leveled against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وُجُوهُهُمْ مُسْوَدَّةِ. Their faces will be very gloomy because of the absolute grief, because of realizing now there is absolutely no way out. There will be total grief on their faces. أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوًا لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. And is Jahannam not the abode then for those who had become arrogant on the surface of this earth? So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that there will be extreme hasrat, there will be extreme remorse and regret for you and I. Rather we regret in this world, rather there be hasrat in this world, rather there be remorse in this world. And let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek the forgiveness of Allah. وَيُنَجِّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا بِمَفَازَتِهِمْ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is not all doom and gloom. Those people who had taqwa in their hearts, those who had the consciousness of Allah, they were pious, they were those who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they protected themselves from the azab of Allah by practicing on the commandments of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُنَجِّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا بِمَفَازَتِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them najat, Allah will deliver them, Allah will emancipate them, بِمَفَازَتِهِمْ, granting them complete success. And that success obviously will be the success of entry into Jannah. And this word mafaza, this word of foes, these words of fala, and all these words that the Quran speaks about success, all this refers to such success after which there is never a possibility of failure. There is no exam after that, there are no tests after that, there are no trials after that. Once a person enters Jannah, Allah Ta'ala granted all to us without hisab and kitab, لا يمسهم السوء ولا هم يحزنون. No evil shall touch them, no evil shall afflict them. In other words, no pain shall afflict them. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And they will not grieve, they will not be sorrowful, because they had utilized their time in this world according to the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.